This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, what I perceive to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. Let's just, just so bad, because I always run out of time. I hate when we run out of time. Your co-host for tonight, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does every week, every Friday. And, well, Sonia, the week, we're starting to get some nice weather here in California. Although I'm afraid to go out, because golly knows what's in the air.
We're used to it out here. Come on, be a man.
Yeah.
Be a conservative man.
Ouch. You know, what's going to happen here soon? With are the beaches, they're going to go naked on the beaches and start telling us that we're some kind of phobic if we're not accepting of it, you know?
They've been going naked at the beaches. Remember when Venice was topless? I think when I lived out there in the 80s or so, 70s or 80s,
oh,
it was
yeah,
topless for
right.
a little bit. There's nothing that we haven't done here in California, so nothing would surprise me. The fact that they're having drag queen lap dances in elementary schools
oh,
for children.
Thank
so
you.
What do you think we're going to do or won't do?
Have you watched any of those videos, and not that you have to watch them all the way through, but have you watched any of those videos where the little kids are running up?
Yep,
and, putting money in their G-strings. I'm going, what does that teach a kid? How to count dollars? I mean, I don't understand.
They are having a math program called Reparation Math. But, yeah, no, I think that parents who allow their children to do that, that should be some sort of child abuse or neglect. Abuse, I think, would be a better term. But because we have a constituency of godless people who are defending that sort of behavior and switching the tables to say that anybody who's against it is evil, we got a real tough battle here.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think that when you see what's coming up, back to the Armenian dads that went and fought to keep their kids safe, which we need to see much more of.
Yep.
Stop being afraid what people are going to think. I'm even going to go one step further. Stop being afraid of being put in jail. Maybe what we need to do right? We need to show up with 200 parents to these local places, and, you know, the jails only hold 50. Let's go ahead and give them a problem. Give them something to think about. Let's make the biggest deal we can out of it, because I think, maybe not at lightning speed, but I truly believe that we are making inroads.
Yeah, I think we are, too. I think, I sent you that videotape of thousands or hundreds of people getting baptized in the ocean. There is hope. There is stuff going on. And if you're listening to some of these shows lately, they're saying exactly the same thing that you're saying, Joe. It's like, it's not, this isn't, what do they say, beanbag anymore. This is serious business, and if you don't have the stomach for it, at least get out of the way for the people who can. Listen, I bailed on politics a couple times. I'm like, I don't need this. I don't, you know. When Biden became president and they were talking about taking our kids and re-educating everybody, and trust me, I believed them. You have to think twice about it, but you also have to think twice about your country. And are you going to be okay with sitting on the sidelines, letting everybody else do the work, or complaining all the time? That's the problem I have. It's like, listen, if you ain't doing something, then shut up.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because you're seeing more and more of these detransition videos out there. And I tell people, you got to look for them, you know, Google them or whatever. But go watch them, because in every one of them, pretty much, the common thread is the same. And that common thread is, Mom, Dad, where were you? How did you let this happen to me? Why did you let them do this to me?
Yeah.
I want you to think about those words. You know, those kids are looking for you to say them. As uncomfortable as you might be, you know, while you're there, and the other moms are calling you, you know, you're not allowing your kid to be your kid, and all that garbage that they try to shove down your throat. No, you tell them, I love my child enough to know that this is not good for them. This is not proven. You've got the European countries now that are banning the operation, banning any kind of drugs. I mean, what do they know that we don't? Matter of fact, we know it, but why are they willing to protect their kids and we, the mighty U.S., are not?
Because of the mighty dollar.
Yeah.
We succumb to that money. Years ago, you know, I forget which child rearing books there were
Spock.
No, I don't know who it was. But one of the things that they clearly established is that kids need and actually want boundaries. They want cutoffs. They want restrictions. And that showed them love. So now if you have parents, you know, cut to on the script, nowadays parents are allowing their children to be mutilated. And trust me, these things are happening because the parents already have problems. There's problems within that home structure. And a lot of times these parents want attention. This is Munchausen by proxy, or severely depressed parents, parents who don't have an identity of their own, that they get some sort of fame through their children who they're allowing to become sicker. I don't know if you saw that movie Star Lady. Not many people have seen or heard.
You have to hold that. Oh. We got to go make us some money. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
No, really. I do. I want to cause the most trouble as humanly possible. I want to make sure that you guys are questioning everything that pops between the 2 ears, you know, between your 2 ears and your brain, to make sure that you're not backing away from something because you're worried about what, you know, what's going to happen to you with the little coffee clutch that you hang out with in the mornings with your girlfriend. Sonia Schmidt joins me as co-host here on Friday, as she always does. And, you know, we live in a community, Sonia. You have to, like, what was it, about 8:45 in the morning. You can hit many of the Starbucks in towns, and there's all the moms that just dropped their kids off at school, right? And talking about what's going on in the class, and who's doing what, and how dare so-and-so do what. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, this is like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, wait a minute. What about it doesn't make sense to you? They're talking about there's kids' school, right?
Yeah, but it's like they all have... If you go to the different Starbucks or you listen to the different... Because I'm nosy. I'm sorry, but I'm nosy.
Yes, you are.
You listen to the different tables and it's, you know, look at so-and-so. Did you see what she was wearing this morning? I can't believe she got all that gold on her hand. And look at the new dresses she bought for her daughter. I know she doesn't have enough money at home because she barely was able to put gas in that car of hers. You know?
So you are surprised that women are being gossipy and catty and talking about each other. That surprises you.
Well, I guess it really doesn't surprise me, but...
That's what we do. What do you think they're going to do? Listen, when all this... it wasn't even transgender so much at the time when I was getting involved with what's going on in our kids' school. Remember, I was on fire, and I was trying to create a website where you could learn how to do... And I talked to you about it. You connected me to a woman who was also on fire. She said to me, good luck trying to find moms to sign on to this. They are too busy taking their tennis lessons and getting nose jobs to worry about this. And they think, by and large... that the kids need to be exposed to all this stuff. They need to have an education and be tolerant. So, and now look where we are. I mean, I've been talking about this stuff for years.
Yep. Yeah, no, I you're right. I guess there's that little bit of stupid hope in me. Every once in a while that they'll step up and do the right thing and really do what's right by their kids, if you would. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that all of them know what's going on. And again, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, you know what? You're right there. You get me on that one all the time because you know, we forget that not everybody's in this stuff like we are.
That's
but
right.
Even so, some of the basics that you know you talk to people about, and they're so removed from. What are they listening to all day? They're not taking care of their kids all day long. Sorry.
No, but they're not listening to the news either. Who wants to? I had to take a 2-week hiatus from it myself because it was literally making my chest pound. It's getting so much worse. We could feel so much more powerless that I don't know that it's healthy. I think you have to be informed and you have to fight, but make sure that you stay healthy as well, because this stuff can make you sick. And I know, what drives me nuts is the Christians who don't do anything other than, well, it's the devil's playground. And, you know, I'm like, so you
because
just hand it over?
The keys, you bonehead.
Right, you hand him the key, right? Open the door for him?
God,
that drives me more nuts than anything.
No, I agree with you there. They kind of threw their heads up and nothing's their fault. They should become Democrats, the party of non-responsibility,
exactly.
You know?
And it's because they're too weak and cowardly to do anything. So if you put that God label on it, you just make yourself sound good. You're virtue signaling. That's all they're doing.
Yep. Yep. So I don't know if you heard that Pat Robertson died this week at 93.
I did.
You know? And quite an interesting character over the years. But, you know, his love for the Lord was always there, always stable. In that area, was it a real whack, if you would? 93 years old, created Christian, you know, the basis for Christian broadcasting, you know, something that we weren't used to. Christians weren't used to having a news channel and
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Talk shows and the whole nine yards. So you got to give him a lot of credit for that. But
I
let
do.
Me tell you, who's rejoicing? Who do you think is rejoicing over his death? And not,
I know who's rejoicing.
You already know.
That's
that.
Why I didn't. That's what I was getting ready to say. I didn't listen to any of the news about it because I didn't want to hear them gloat. The anti-God, the godless left media.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't be happier.
No, not just the media. The gay community, there was actually a couple in New York City and a few other places where they went out the streets to actually celebrate his death.
Well, he was the one also who said, didn't he say that AIDS was God's punishment on the gay community?
He may have. Yeah, he may have been one of the many. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I see why they, you know, still have a grudge.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be some people like Anita, what's her name? Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant, yes, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some that are just going to stick in their craw forever.
Right.
But to rejoice anybody's death, I couldn't dislike anybody more than Hillary or Bill or, you know, I can't see taking the energy to run out in the street and celebrate.
There isn't a Christian, a true Christian alive that would rejoice in the death of somebody who, A, didn't know Christ at the time of their death, okay, or suffered through their death.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't wish that on people, and we don't rejoice when people die without knowing Christ. It's actually very sad for us as true Christians.
Yeah, exactly. But golly, I would hope you don't even have to be a Christian. That's just like common human decency.
Really, you're really going to say that?
I'm going to be naive.
I mean, who's common? To whose standards? I mean,
right.
We talk about hate speech, right?
Right.
What is hate? What is hate speech to you, me, and five liberals?
Right. Right.
You know?
Oh.
So.
You know, there is no common sense. There's no common decency. We're sunk. And I'm not going to bring up the whole Little Black Mermaid thing again. I talked the whole show about her last week. But listen, when the girl is getting the death threats for having the nerve to be a Black Mermaid, our country's in bad shape.
Yeah, no. Look at it. They actually, what was it? They were making fun of him. Back in 2010, he said that the Haitians were responsible for their earthquake because they made a pact with the devil for their freedom. Right? And look at it. If you understand the underlying reason he said to, when you know, we as God believers, we believe we're protected by God as long as we give him place in our life, as long as we're putting him first in our life and what have you. But when you turn your back on God, when you totally turn your back on him, you don't listen to him, you don't do what his word says, who's in charge then? The devil's in charge.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
I just think that, golly, think that when you say stuff like that, it doesn't draw more believers to you. It sounds so condemning. Fact is, we have earthquakes. And every place we have
Breathe and pause. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute.
Okay.
Joe and Sonia on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith spoke on camera with reporters Friday, claiming there is just cause behind the federal indictment of former President Trump.
Our laws are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must
be enforced.
Trump is charged in relation to his handling of classified documents. A person long under his employment, Walt Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the case. The ex-president scheduled for court Tuesday. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Joran van der Sloot appeared in an Alabama court Friday after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru on Thursday. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother. Holloway went missing while on a high school trip in Aruba in May 2005. Her body has never been found. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, very real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate your time with me. But I appreciate Sonya more. Yeah, sorry, guys, deal with it. Anyway, Sonya, the co-host with us every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me, too. Sonya, you know, boy, we could rip up like 5 hours if we needed to, couldn't we? I know you
if
don't want
I did,
to.
But. Yeah. I'm getting better at it. I could
You've
only
always
do an
been
hour.
Good at it. You just never had any real confidence in yourself over it. You talk for 5 hours.
I can't. I am a woman who is not a big talker. I have a lot of opinion, but I'm not a yapper. Not my thing.
So we were talking about Pat Robertson, really a great man. Maybe
who lived
maybe,
a full life.
Oh, yeah, 93 years old. I mean, you can't feel sorry for him.
No, long, full life, and he was beneficial to a lot of people and to our industry, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. But I think, you know, again, he's one of those guys, and I agree with you, there's different ways you can say things. And, you know, at 93, at 63, at 73, as you've learned, even I've learned, you get to this point where you start shutting the filter off because you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Right? You've been nice and soft too long, and it doesn't seem to get you anywhere. So, some pretty nasty comments on his death. And my comment to you was, we don't do that. As much as we hate or dislike somebody on the left, we don't dance on their graves.
Yeah, I can't think of any, you know, but I don't know those sorts of people, period, that would, whether they're proclaimed Christians or not, it would just, to me, take a level of common decency, which seems to be slipping away from the, you know, from the American way anymore. But I don't know anybody who would dance on somebody, the death of, I remember, you know how I discovered Ronald Reagan? Because I came from, like I said, I came from South Central. So the word, the message that we got from on high about Ronald Reagan is that he was basically the Antichrist. He was going to get us all killed. He was a warmonger. He was an idiot from Hollywood. I mean, all these. I was scared to death that this man was going to be our president, right? Okay, now jump to years later. Now I'm working in Hollywood.
Boom.
And this man, and then this man dies. And I don't know anything about him other than what I've been told as a kid. But I saw the left say the most horrible, like you say, the rejoicing and the horrible things that they said about. They were so mean about Ronald Reagan that I went, I know who these liberals are by now, and they're really awful people. So if they hate this guy, he must be kind of interesting.
Don't you find it interesting that those Hollywood atheists always seem to find heaven and hell when somebody they hate dies? Like, you know, there's a special place for Robertson in hell. You don't believe in God.
Oh, you don't believe in hell? So where's that coming from?
Right?
So maybe some people will be like me now, you know, that I was in Hollywood. They may look into Robertson and see if he really stands for everything that they believe that he stands for. Like, I believe that Reagan was the Antichrist until I started listening to them, looked into Reagan, and fell in love with the man's speeches were incredible. And I was like, wow. I see why they don't like him. He came right out and made fun of them to their faces.
No question. I mean, you know, and again, you think, what's going to happen when Franklin Graham dies? The same thing when his dad dies. They're going to talk about what a hater he was because he preached the Word of God. The Word of God is not accepting of everything that their lifestyle is about.
Well, yeah. I mean, you mentioned earlier my keen likeness to Donna Summer. No, but I watched her documentary a few weeks ago, and her big audience, the people who loved her the most, the people she catered to the most, was the gay community. And she got Jesus again towards her latter years and said that God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and they turned on her. They ruined her life. She fell into a terrible depression. She got canceled. And it was hard on her. Yeah. So the gay community is only, it's like the left. They're only into you. Listen, as a black woman, they would absolutely love me if I were a socialist and a lesbian. I'm not either one of those two things. On top of that, I'm a Christian.
My God, think about something. As a black female socialist lesbian, you would check almost all the boxes.
I wouldn't be broke. I could be on a show. I would be working in Hollywood again.
God. It's good to see some people fighting back. There are some Hollywood types over the last week or two. I've been reading more and more stories about some of the Hollywood types coming out about their faith and belief system. I think they're starting to have it. You know, they're starting to be done with it. What is it? The Angel Studios. There's other groups that now are coming forward and actually making good, wholesome family movies.
I think that that's what's giving them the courage to step out. It's because we started our own productions, and they're getting better. I mean, there was a time where even though we had Christian music movies, we didn't want to be affiliated with them because they were just so bad.
Oh, they're terrible. They were terrible.
But now they're getting better.
What was it? Switchblade and the something or other? The Switchblade and the Cross? Eric Estrada was in that movie. It was terrible.
Oh,
you got to go grab that. That is a classic Christian movie.
Yeah.
With the whole thing, like, you know, the whole gang thing, and you can get out of the gangs and Jesus
hilarious.
Can save you, but it was so hokey.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that's how our movies tend to be. They're a little preachy. You're a little hokey. But, you know, we wouldn't have a medium at all if it wasn't for, you know, a leader like Pat Robertson who started a doggone television network.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's great. So, yeah, actually, they're talking about his first few shows on his network. Barely made it into the town he lived in. The signal was so bad and so weak, so that's kind of funny. Hey, by the way, I'll just let you know in case you have any relatives there. Kim Jong-un has just put orders out throughout North Korea to stop killing yourself. We will not tolerate your suicides. What are you going to do, threaten to kill him?
You don't know, right? What are you going to... That is, well...
Yeah,
you got to draw the line.
It's, what's he say? He says, it's an act of treason against socialism. So, acts of suicide in North Korea have skyrocketed in the last year or two. And his way to prevent them? Let's not give them more food. Let's not teach them how to, you know, grow more food. No, let's just tell them to stop committing suicide. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. All you got to do is tell them to stop. Just say no.
You're making fun of Mrs. Reagan again?
Is that what you know? I'm sorry. Old habits die hard.
There you go. But I thought that was actually kind of funny in the sense that, again, here's a guy, a leader of one. And the nuts on the left talk about socialism, right? They talk about how great socialism is. So great that people are killing themselves to get away from it.
I don't think the left really knows what it is. And no. I heard a little clip the other day. Jim Carrey was on the Bill Maher show. And he was saying the ridiculous things that we say about socialism is that it's never worked. And, of course, he didn't provide any examples of where it has worked. But when you see how deadly this is and what it is, a precursor by their own words to communism. I think that, you know, the elite know that they're going to be fine. That's what makes me kind of laugh about this whole Hollywood strike, is that I think they're kind of surprised that they thought that they were going to, that this was going to be hard for them, because they're the golden children, right? Of the left.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. You are correct. Well, excuse me.
You are correct. Well, the writer's strike didn't go well. The director's strike, they solve that right away. But listen, you can't substitute, at least right now, you can't substitute a director with an AI.
No, so I think, not yet. You're right.
Not yet. But I think that their strike went very quickly. I mean, it was over before I even realized that they were having one. Now it's the SAG strike. But the problem with SAG, those are the actors. The problem with that is they're already using AI for actors.
Yep.
So one of the things that they're fighting for is that you can't use AI to use their images. Oh, yeah? What's going to stop us? We've been doing it.
Wow. This is going to be so much fun watching this happen. It's always fun watching them bite themselves and then being surprised that they bit themselves.
That's right.
Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia and Joe right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins us, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time and her approach, angle on things. You got more of that artsy-fartsy Hollywood kind of...
I do. We even, you know what's good about us, though, too, is like we even have differences on like our Christian stance. We were talking about, I thought, Bill, what's his name, Pat Robertson said some things that might be a turn off, and you thought that they were, you know, strong in faith. And so I like the fact that we can talk about everything and not get all bent out of shape as opposed
as long as we come to the conclusion at the end that I'm right, we're good. I don't care what
Yeah, that's true. And I do that. I do want to come back next Friday. So, but you can't talk to the left about anything.
Oh, no. No, drive them right to the roof.
I will say, though, I had... You're going to laugh at me about... I have a Tai Chi teacher who is I wouldn't say she's a lefty. I think she's a classical liberal. And I was honest with her about who I was and what my views are, and she was lovely about it. She wanted to talk about it. She's not disowned me. She's
yeah.
Those
are honest people. I mean, speechless. Oh my God, you had an honest Tai Chi person.
I had an honest Tai Chi person. And if you can't have an honest Tai Chi person.
Well, right. There you go.
Where else are you going to find one?
What else?
But she really, I was shocked. And I was like, the minute I opened my mouth, I was like, oh, man, this is the one thing I'm enjoying. And I really like her. I think she's this older woman who's, I mean, I'm just like in awe of what she can do physically. So she's sort of a role model for me as a woman. And then I was like, oh, man, I got to be honest. I got to tell her what I feel about things. And she was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And she talked to me about it. And she didn't give up on me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the woman who does my hair from time to time, because I'm not a believer in having an appointment every month like some people are, I wait till I can't see anymore because it's right in front of my face.
Right.
But you couldn't be... You couldn't find anybody more different than me on the spectrum of, you know, religious beliefs and, you know, the sexual orientation stuff and all of that. But we always have pleasant conversations. We have conversations around some of these touchy issues, especially after she's got to know me. I'm not the animal that some people have painted me to be over the years. And we do have some. And you know, we learned the difference between us and them sometimes. I look at it. If you'll talk to me, I may pick up something from you. I may learn something from you that I had a preconceived notion about that is exactly wrong, and I can change that mindset. They don't see that, do they?
No, because I think being left is, how do I say this? It's who they are. And once they lose it, it's their identity, for the most part, not these people that we're talking about. So once you remove that one element, like if we know who we are, we're comfortable with who we are, but they're always striving. I always say this. I think the left, and I'm talking about leftists, they have an inkling that there's something wrong with them.
You think so?
I think so, because, you know, like I said, I've never heard people ask if they're good people or not, unless they weren't good people. You know, good people don't generally worry about that.
They don't generally ask if they're good people. Is that kind of what you're saying?
No.
You should know what you're doing, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah. I think anybody who says, you know, you got to kill babies to be at our party, you kind of have a hint that they're not on the right side of things.
Pelosi said it. Wouldn't she say there's no room for anybody who believes in pro-choice? I think she was saying.
Right. So I think that they know that there's this evil streak in them. But they can't admit it because they've dug in too deep. Or what really makes me sad is that there are a lot of women who have made these choices and they don't know how to say, maybe I did the wrong thing. So they have to dig in and they have to do things like, you know, champion their abortion or wear T-shirts about it because they don't know how to go into that quiet place and go, wow, I did something that affected me and another person.
You know, there's one woman, oh, God, I can't remember her name. You'd know her if I said her name. She said she had a T-shirt on. She said, I'm proud of my, like, 21 abortions. Okay?
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah. And I had an evil thought. I'm sorry, but I did have an evil thought. I said, wouldn't it be great if she died? She goes to hell, and she's surrounded by the 21 kids that she aborted, doing nothing but crying 24/7.
Oh,
you know? I mean,
that's a good Twilight Zone episode,
isn't it? I should. That's he's really dead. Good. Never mind. That wouldn't work.
Well, no, but I mean, as a story, that's a really good story.
What if you find out? Don't you? They love to do that to us. They go, well, what if you find out you're on the wrong side of history? And I would say, what if you find out you were wrong? The difference between you and I is by the time you find out you're wrong, it's going to be too late.
Yeah,
it's going to be awful
ready
hot.
For some teeth gnashing.
Yeah. Oh God! But seriously, I don't even know what to do with them. You know, you want to be nice, you don't want to be that, you know, really terrible. But you also want to be like you were talking about Pat Robertson. You got to be somewhat black and white. How many times do you soft shoe a story or a delivery before you finally look and say, you know what, you're just too dumb to figure this out. This is what's going to happen to you if you don't straighten out your life.
Well, you don't throw pearls before swine, and you certainly don't do it too often. I have learned over the years since the left has dug in so much, there's only a few people I will waste time with because there's only going to be a certain amount of people with ears to hear and eyes to see. So you don't waste your dust that, you know, get the dust off your shoes and walk away from them. Let them, I don't know. God can work in their lives just like he works in everybody else's. So you do the best you can.
We got a couple of minutes. Let's switch gears for a second. So
There
is an award now in Glendale, California, with a lot coming out of Glendale.
Oh,
these days.
Yeah.
The one of the state teachers of the year is a gay teacher, a fifth grade teacher out of Glendale, California.
Mm-hmm.
He's not known for being, you know, over the top and you know, pushing his quote-unquote agenda on his fifth grade. He seems to be, from all accounts, a very level-headed, great guy. So he went to a school board meeting. Now, bear in mind here, he's a gay man, all right? He went to a school board meeting to complain to the school board about his school and the board pushing them to promote transgenderism. So he's been on a teacher for over 25 years, and he went in with his T-shirt that said "Make Biology Great Again."
I love that.
Isn't that great, right? And again, he's won the PTA's Golden Oak Award. He's won all kinds of awards for teaching and been talked about how great he is with kids and the whole nine yards. And when he got up to speak to the board, he said, look, it's really simple. 2 + 2 = 4. Every time. It's that simple. Boys have penises. Girls have vaginas. Gender is binary. Can't be changed. Biology is not bigotry. He just pounded on them all the way through. He said, this is wrong. I'm a gay man. I'm telling you, this is wrong.
That before must have turned out really good.
Before he was able to finish, the board muted his mic. The place went into, you know, just applause for him, and now he's been put on suspension.
No, I think that the applause came from when they shut the mic off.
Really?
I think in the article I read, I took it as they were happy when the powers that be shut his mic off. He got suspended with pay, can't come back unless he has an HR person with him. He's had death threats. Luckily, he's got legal counsel, and I'm not sure that our people... Well, yeah, you have to if you listen to the Joe Show. He's got a legal person on every week.
Yep.
So, yeah, he's it's a shame. It's really a shame. And, you know, the left first, they told us that, you know, we have to accept gayness. And so we have. Not like we weren't anyhow, but okay. They just keep going. So now even a gay person can't say... What you're doing to these children is wrong. Clearly, it's common sense. It's love for our children that this man has, and he can't speak the truth. Otherwise, they're going to crucify him.
Wow. You know,
he won't be able to work anywhere else. Where is he going to be able to teach?
Well, let's go one step further. You know, at this point, he could conceivably retire. But now that they put him on paid leave, he may not be able just to simply retire.
Sure.
But, again, he's going to need help or what have you. But here's a man that's been there for 25 years, gotten all kinds of accolades. And to your point, they turned on him when he didn't do the goose stepping for them.
You've got a goose step for the left. I'm telling you, I've been in Hollywood. I got kicked out of Hollywood. And sometimes silence is even, a dead giveaway. Yep. They may have even thought that this guy... was on their side. They may have invited him to speak just because they thought he was going to toe the line. He was like, surprise!
We're out of time, but there was also a lot of positive. I'm digging into Twitter and a couple of other places. There were a lot of positive comments thanking him for sticking up for their kids.
All
right, Sonia. Go get your food, and we'll catch up with you again next week. God bless. Thank you.
Adios.
Double Senior your host is stuck with me for the next hour. Good luck.
All states.